Blog Talk Radio.
Almighty Yahweh promises to gather everyone he scatters. And I am a Hebrew. We are Hebrew.
I am a Hebrew, born in Arkansas.
I am a Hebrew. I was born in Texas.
I am a Hebrew, and I am from Florida.
I'm a Hebrew, and I was born in California.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in San Diego, California.
I'm a Hebrew. I was born in Indiana.
I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Spain.
私は Hebrew で、日本で生まれました。
Soy hebrea, nací en Puerto Rico.
I am a Hebrew from West Africa, Liberia.
I am a Hebrew, and I was born in Straight Way.
We are Hebrew.
Over my sister.
Glory, glory, glory. Bless you, each of you that name the name of Christ and love him and live by his law. Shalom and greetings. I'm your host tonight, Sister Ashley. I have Sister Jennifer with me, or at least in spirit. She is in Georgia. I'm in Tennessee. I hope you can hear us well. Give us some sound checks if you're in our chat room. And if you're live for the first time tonight, welcome aboard. Thank you so much for your precious time, saints. Bless each of you again and again. Jennifer, let's get a sound check.
Shalom, Sister Ashley, and blessings, daughters of Zion. This is Sister Jennifer. I pray everybody can hear me, and I am in Georgia. It's an honor to be here once again tonight for another episode of Sister to Sister. I thank you all for taking time out just to join us tonight, and we pray that you're ready to hear. Pray that you got your paper, your pen, whatever you need, just to be able to listen tonight, and blessings to you all. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. And tonight will be conversation style. And before we get really started, I want to say we are experiencing a storm here, massive rain and a storm on the radar that is soon to hit. I was sent a picture of it when it was about a mile away, and it's pretty intense. You've all experienced storms before, so you understand. And if you've experienced them in our area, in Tennessee, we can potentially lose electricity. It's very common, too. So give us 5 minutes. I'll give it that time limit. You give me 5 minutes, I'll wait on my end. If lights don't come on in 5 minutes, I'm not going to reboot. If you give me 5 minutes, it's going to take me another five to reboot everything up. So that means each of you can wait maximum 10 minutes and there'll be no show after that point. So that'll be five for you, me waiting for lights, and five for you waiting for me to boot everything up, okay? So I hope we're clear with that. And let's give acknowledgments first and foremost to the Most High Yah. I bless his holy name that he has given us or described righteousness to us through the law. At one time it was given through Moshe. At this time it's given through our shepherd. I'm very grateful for that descriptive righteousness that is flooding us and our hearts. I pray that each of us are taking it very, very seriously. I am very thankful for my shepherd. I see the rejection of him. I see the rejection of the Messiah and the message that he carries. And I see it in a very intimate way, very close up, very disturbing from the Yahudim, those who name the name of Christ, those that are his closest, those that are in our tribe. And it's hurtful. It's painful. I feel it. I sense it, I see it, but it only makes you love the Father even more. So I definitely don't, it's going to be that way. It just is. But I thank him for all that he endures emotionally, spiritually, physically, just the weight of day-to-day matters and continually pressing forward. Thanks to everyone who, lifts his arms up in prayer, who really, truly lives a righteous life and covers him with your prayers. I thank the Father for the network of the righteous that are determined to live holy in this ungodly generation so that we may all be fitly joined together and that we may give him glory together as we patiently await his return. I'm so thankful for the blood of the Messiah. I'm thankful to know this truth and this way. And for every brother and sister, child on this land, I'm so thankful for each and every one of them. I'm thankful for my husband's endurance for me. I will always say that. That will always be my testimony as we run this race together. Very blessed to be covered by him. I am thankful to the widows of Israel who have stood strong and still uphold the legacy of their husband. So bless each and every one of you who are few in number. I'm very thankful for you. I'm thankful for the sisters of righteousness, the daughters of Sarah, that truly live this way. Can't say it enough. So bless his holy name for everyone I know that has been so impactful in my life. And that is a very small number, but bless his holy name. He knows them by name. So, hallelujah. Sister Jennifer, your heart.
Hallelujah. First and foremost, I just want to acknowledge the Most High for his loving commitment towards his people. I'm so thankful that he has chosen us to be a special people unto himself above all others. And I'm so blessed to just have a family that he has chosen to allow me to walk this way with. And I'm thankful that he is sovereign over me as I change more and more every day into who he has truly called me to be. And I just want to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus, for being the hardworking, well-balanced provider that he is, always serving Yah with such a great heart of contentment, with no murmuring, no complaining, always discerning what the true heart of Yah is and just making the decisions that would please the Father. And finally, I just want to acknowledge our shepherd, Pastor Dow, for his continued diligence in serving Yah. Even while being greatly hated by the world, so many judge him without knowing him. So many speak lies about him without having ever met him at all. And so many despise him simply because his commitment to uphold righteousness. So bless you, Pastor Dow. Bless your entire family. This ministry is possible because of Pastor's mind being made up to serve Yah no matter what. And blessings to you, sir. And that's all I have, Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. So upcoming events, you know, it's a little early to start speaking of the feast. You know about Detroit. If you don't know about Detroit, follow us closely. You can find more about it coming up as it gets closer. I'm sure you'll see a few more videos. But go into Pastor Dow's archives and find that information, or even our Blog Talk archives. It's getting close, so I'm sure you called in if you're going. So thank you to everyone who supports Pastor and follows him, Elder, and as well as the team that is selected to go with him. So I also wanted to say just about Tabernacles, because as I said, it's too early to discuss it thoroughly, but be saving for your trip and your gas and the money you'll need, your offering. You know, if you save whatever, $20 a day, $5 a day, you'd be surprised how much you have set aside. Just to bless someone else, to be a blessing to someone else. It's not about money, of course, but never travel empty-handed and always be willing to give more unto Yahweh than you've ever given before. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. And yes. Sister Ashley, I just wanted to make a comment about Day of Atonement. You know, that is a day where we wear all white, and now is the time to be looking for white garments. You can find them right now because it's, you know, it's warm outside, and this is when they will typically have the white garments out. If you wait until later on in the year, it's going to be harder to find. So you can search for your all white garments now. And I think that's all I have on that, Sister Ashley.
Very good. So we have Feast of Trumpets, we have Day of Atonement, and we have Feast of Sukkot or Tabernacles. So some of you will be keeping the feast for the very first time this year, and that's a beautiful love story itself. So, Sister Jennifer, tonight I want to read something to you. I know you have no idea what it is. Are we ready to kick it off and just go conversation style, my sister?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It's a verse out of Romans 10. I want to hear your thoughts. We didn't prep this, my sisters. Let's go this way. Romans 10:3. For they being ignorant of Yah's righteousness, of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yahweh. I'm going to read it again, and I'm going to get your thoughts, Jennifer. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of Yah, of God. What's your thoughts?
You know, Sister Ashley, I immediately think about how Yah tells us that, you know, his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. And when I read this, you know, when you see the word ignorant, I think of ignore, you know, being ignorant of Yah's righteousness, ignoring Yah's righteousness, and establishing, you know, your own righteousness, because you refuse to even see his righteousness. You ignore his righteousness. And so by establishing your own righteousness, then you're making your own way. You have your own thoughts, your own ways about, you know, going about things. And when you are on that path, then there's no way that you're going to submit yourself to the righteousness of Yah. So that word ignorant is what really stands out to me. And in the word ignorant, what stands out is ignore, to just not even pay attention to it, you know, to not seek it out. You're just going to ignore it. Sister Ashley.
Very good words. I consider the generations before me, and Yah knows I speak with humility because I am in my 30s, and there are, you know, few saints of the Most High Yah living according to his word and being examples that are older than, you know, let's say 40s, 50s, 60s. There's so few, and it's a shame that we don't have more examples to look up to, the 20s and the 30s, that we don't have someone to lean to, someone that sacrificed their own self and time. The thought of the generations before me is that, you know, there's so much family. It's grandma, it's natural family, it's my child, it's my family, it's me, myself, and us, to the point where y'all's people matter not at all. But with your lips, you would say that you love them or that you're a part of something, but yet you don't pour into anyone or set aside any time to die into yourself to be an example. And it's scary to be allotted, if we even reach an allotment of 70 years, and be at the halfway point and ignore the righteousness of Yah. His righteousness is not just for you to take it upon yourself. It's for you to literally share and pour into someone else and lay your own life down. His righteousness is not for you to say that I've read my Bible. You know, that when you meet him, you read his word 16 times from beginning to end. You read the King James Version and the NIV and whatever. But, you know, I've heard pastors say it for years, but it's really become such a reality as I've aged that we've had no one love us enough, and still no one loving us enough. Like he says, where's his teacher? You know, where's the man that lived this thing before him that saved him half of what he's been through, as he's saving everyone behind him half of what, you know, as pastor is saving those behind him half of what he is going through. And you see the world just trying to push its way into the assembly, using each of you, you know, your panty line, your booby crack, your tight dress, your I care more about drinking on the Shabbat than I do the word. And we don't have mothers like, you know, Mother Stallings. Mother Stallings would just curl her toes at some of this stuff. I'm telling y'all, none of you have met anyone like that. When it comes to holiness, you have examples. Mother Carol, even Granny Diane, you have holiness examples. But as far as an aged woman in her late 70s that would snatch you up by your ear or by your panty line and get in your face to make you fear the Most High Yah, and it ain't even about getting in your face, you know, the immaturity of this generation that's, they want to just gossip. They want to notice something that the daughters of Zion are doing, but they won't say anything. You know, oh, did you see them do that? Did you see her? Did you see how she looked? But they won't address it in love. Jennifer?
You know, Sister Ashley, you talked about pouring into, and you know, I think about how, you know, there's no way that you're going to be able to pour into anyone if you are not full yourself. If you are empty yourself, you're not going to be able to pour into anyone at all. And it really is a selfish approach to come into the ministry and to soak up all of this wisdom that we're given, but to not retain any of it. So you're still walking around as an empty vessel. And, you know, when I look at this generation, the generations coming behind us, you know, there's such a sensitivity there, such a sensitive generation, you know, really waiting to be offended simply because of love, you know, simply because someone is taking the time to actually love. And, you know, the one that is correcting, the one that is reproving, it's not a fun thing for them. But, you know, the generations really need to learn what love is. They need to know what love is through Yah's word and get rid of the sensitivity, so that they can be loved instead of just rejecting all the love. But going back to what I talked about in the beginning, you cannot pour into anyone if you are empty yourself. Sister Ashley?
Very good. And, you know, we have those before us that are willingly choosing, as I said, their family and the world and other options. Let's go, Sister Jennifer, to just a recent circumstance when the word family comes up. Pastor had done a video about someone who had, you know, fellowshipped here, had partaken of the goodness of Yah. Do you remember it? Let me have you explain it. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Are you speaking of the video that Pastor made, Sister Ashley?
Just explain,
or are you speaking...
explain the scenario, the situation. Yes, the situation more so than the video, but go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. There was a young daughter of Zion that was a part of a fellowship, and this young daughter of Zion was, seeking the way, and there was another daughter of Zion that had come in to the way, but this other daughter of Zion was actually not seeking after deliverance. You know, she had some issues in some sexual areas, and she was not seeking deliverance in those areas. And, you know, this is important because we talk a lot about how important deliverance is. And it's not just something that we say, you know, just to hear ourselves talk, but it really is a true point that if you're not seeking to get deliverance from these demons, then these things are actually going to overtake you. So this sister was not seeking deliverance at all in this area. And she was allowed to have access to this young daughter of Zion, and the young daughter of Zion was influenced by this other sister that was not getting the deliverance that she needed. Well, this, you know, both of their lusts took them away. So they were carried away by their own lusts. So if, you know, neither one of them are seeking deliverance, and they both have these lusts that are inside of them, then the devil is just really waiting on an opportunity to carry anyone away. And it's not just in this particular situation. I'm speaking about, you know, the lust that we're not addressing in our own lives. You know, any type of unbridled lust can come in many forms, in very many forms. It's not just a sexual perversion, but there are very many things as far as lust that can try to control you if you give it access. But if you get the deliverance that you need, then these things will not carry you away. These spirits will not carry you away. So this young daughter of Zion leaves the faith with this other female, and she finds herself apart from Yah, you know, and that's exactly what the Hasatan is waiting for you to be apart from Yah, because he knows the life that you lived when you were in the faith. He knows the devils that you've cast out, and he's just waiting on one single moment to get you away from the saints. And I just want to say that, you know, Sister Ashley, when you talk about isolation and getting away from the saints, it really doesn't just happen one day. You know, there's something gradual that takes place in the mind of an individual. You can be in a community and you can isolate yourself. You know, you can think that it's okay to always just, you know, kind of stay to yourself, to not partake in the group activities, or, you know, to not engage in with the other sisters or whatever it may be. You might think that, you know, oh, I just need to be by myself. I'm just a loner. Well, in the faith, that's not what we're called to do. You know, we're called to be together. So all the Hasatan wants is to get you by yourself. You know, he wants you to think that you're strong enough without deliverance. Oh, you don't need to be delivered from that. And that is not true. Sister Ashley?
You said a lot, you know, you said a lot. So 25 different strands of sexually transmitted diseases exist. At least that's what they tell us on record, right? 25 different strands of sexually transmitted disease. You can contact more than one of those strands of disease in one sexual encounter. But no one lives with that type of fear, you know. And in a time where the cup of the wrath of her fornication, the whore that rides the beast, is being poured out all over the earth. It's sexual, it's sensual, it's devilish. There's divorce apps on your phone that help you rejoice each day. There's CD series that you buy to teach you how to be single and enjoy your singleness. There's sex dolls that are better than a human life with no, you know, no emotional attachment. There's thrumples and threesomes and videos and magazines and websites and all this gory, disgusting thing. But the Father's not worried about the world or even the cup of the wrath of her fornication. That must needs be, it's prophesied of. He's worried about, and I can't even use the word worried, he has more attention and eye focused upon the daughters of Zion and their haughtiness and their wanton eyes and their outstretched necks and their tinkling feet and their struts when they go, their fearless behavior. And he won't be mocked. And the worldliness that's trying to snuff out the small few of us that are representing holiness, it's not going to happen. And once again, going back to those, if there were many or more older age women that could teach us how to behave, maybe we wouldn't be so lewd in our behavior one with another. Maybe we would have more conviction. If you've ever been around someone who is of age that lives holy, it brings about a righteousness and a conviction and a respect. See, that's the honor of living together that we cherish here. When you're in the presence of a hoary head or someone aged or someone who knows more than you, when you get that moment to be silent and to listen and to learn, or you get that fear of the Most High Yah on you when you know mom, dad, and grandma, grandpa, and whoever that woman is beside of you and they ain't putting up with your shit. You know, and we need that type of righteousness, and you get it by prayer. You know, a lot of individuals utter with their lips that they want to be examples, but you don't pray, you don't fast, you don't get the deliverance you need, and you keep on week after week doing the same thing, month after month, year after year, and you're just not going to be an example. You're just not. And if you were given the lot of an example or someone that you believe is an example, you couldn't hang. You couldn't take it. Not with the mentality that you have. So we need more righteousness in each one of us so that this spirit doesn't push itself and snuff out more women within the ministry. Jennifer?
You know, Sister Ashley, there's so many that don't understand the protocol that must be followed. I remember Pastor Dow saying that, you know, we need etiquette. We have to know and understand etiquette. And so many of us just don't have that. You know, just like you mentioned, when you are in the midst of the hoary head, there's a protocol that must be followed. You know, you shouldn't be overpowering the conversation. You should be sitting and listening to the wisdom that they are given. And there's so many that just do not have any understanding of that simple, the simple rule, you know. You know, I heard someone say the other day they had been in the ministry for a minimum of 3 years, but the speech is always, you know, I'm still learning. There's a lot that I don't understand. And, you know, I find that when that speech is used, it is a, it's a cop out, you know, to just not fess up that, you know what, I'm lacking in these areas, you know, to not own up to your mistakes, but instead you make these statements that, you know, I there's a lot I don't understand. There's a lot I'm still learning. Yeah, we're all learning, but at some point we have to take responsibility for ourselves, for our own actions, for our own mistakes, and just commit to be better. You know, Sister Ashley, I think about when you made that video years ago, and you said you are going to see a changed woman, you know, and that was the only thing that you said to us. You didn't say it every week. You didn't say, you know what, there's a lot I don't understand. I'm still learning. We just saw your action. It was your action that followed. And you definitely have made that change, and you are a different woman today. So, you know, you don't speak as one of hypocrisy. You're speaking as one who has the experience of what it is to change and how to change behaviors. Sister Ashley?
You know, sometimes we have the common response in us as newborn babes that whatever pastor says, whatever the shepherd says, we take it to heart and we do exactly what that is. And we like, you know, we believe. Let me give an example. It was years ago and I'd first come to the community. I'd not been here for a year. And he had said, you know, some of y'all, and he would preach to us personally in the dining hall, sharing his heart and also sharing his mind, hoping that when the ministry would carry his heart and mind to other people as it would grow, he would hope that the people he poured himself into would strive for the oneness of all his time and effort that he poured into them. So in one of those pouring outs and one of those dining hall preachings, he was like, you know, some of y'all need to know what it's like to survive in the woods for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Some of y'all need those humbling experiences, you know, to what your body, mind, and flesh would say, how to eat, how to find food, what to do, you know, when you're without food, et cetera. Oh, man, me and Grandma Barb took it so serious because he said it, right? He said some of y'all need that experience. Hey, we got together. We planned it out. I was going to pack my stuff. She was going to pack her stuff. We was going to do it. And so we ask. Now, we're family at the time, right? So there's 30 of us, and we're just family. None of you even knew about us yet. And so here's me, you know, young babe in Christ. Hey, Pastor, is it all right? We pack up our stuff, take our tent, and go right over there. You know, I pointed in the direction. He said, no, it ain't all right. No, it ain't all right. Well, you know, I'm wanting a little bit more, like, wonder why it's not all right. I'm a little bit confused here. He said we need to, but it's not all right. Okay, it's not all right. All right. So let me go a couple different ways with that. Number one, that was my heart from the beginning, to obey every single command that not only the shepherd said, but that the Father would speak to my spirit to guide me in any way. If it was to separate from someone, if it was to separate from my family or my mother or my siblings or whatever it was, you know, some of you are willingly ignorant. You know exactly what the Father's telling you to do and you just refuse it. And one day he's going to stop telling you and you're just going to meet the Father as your judge and not your king. So first of all, I had the heart from the beginning. I have never seen in all my small 11 years, I've never seen someone come in a certain heart, in a laziness, in a passiveness, in a apathy, in a victimization, in a whoredoms, and change. I've seen a lot of people come in striving and get free from all those spirits, but if you come in with that mentality, it's only a matter of time. So that's one reason I brought that up. Second reason that I brought it up is, yes, there has to be a willingness to do whatever it takes. And there shouldn't be confusion in our hearts. Let's say, for example, pastor says, let's do such and such, and a week or two later, let's do such and such. And the two seem to you like they don't fit. Like, hey, I thought we needed to know how to go out into the woods. Now you're saying, no, it's not good. I don't need to do that. Oh, okay, right? So it's like a heart that says, yes, yeah, yay and amen, without all the inquisitive, you know, pastor says, some of you women are wives and others of you are concubines for the Father. And so I took that to heart. Like, I really, really want us, I want you, I want me to be a wife to the Most High Yah as he's our bridegroom. I don't want us to be this concubine that's kicking and inquisitive and got all this going on. You know, we got sisters that come in from all kinds of different camps, or some of you that just drive by and listen to our channel because you ain't going to get wisdom nowhere else because we don't have aged women to teach us. So you drive by and you listen in, and you got all these ideas and these doctrines and this, well, I believe in this name and I got to get baptized in that name and all this, but no shepherd, no house you call your own, duplex with a family that hates you, you know, three jobs, no money, no fruit to back up your life that says, you know, I will bless those that bless me and curse those that curse me, Yah says. You know, so by our mere fruit alone here, it should stop all your mouths, all your confusion, all your questions. It should stop it. The things that you hear even on the show or in pastor's mouth that you don't quite understand, practice silence in those questions because your answer will come. You serve a mighty Yah. You don't serve Pastor Dow. You don't serve Jennifer and Ashley. You serve a mighty Yah, and your answer is going to come, Jennifer.
You know, Sister Ashley, you talked about inquisitive, and that is such a great point to bring up because I find that, you know, the inquisitives of, you know, well, why can't I? Or you said last week that we would, or why is it different now? Or why is it not this way? And I need understanding. And that really is a form of control. You know, it's saying that the only way that I'm going to obey is if I fully understand why. It's got to make sense to me first. And where is your faith in that? You know, there's so many things that I didn't have an understanding of when I first came into the faith. I didn't understand why I was covering my head. I just knew that, you know, the understanding I had was that I had to obey. I knew that the Father wanted me to cover my head. I didn't know why, but I did it. And because I obeyed, He gave me the understanding after. You know, there's so many things that I had no understanding of, but I simply obeyed. And because of that, He gave me understanding. Now, if there are things that you are still struggling to understand to this day, you're not going to until you just obey. You got to get rid of the inquisitive, which is it's just control. You just want to have the control, but Yah will not be controlled at all. Sister Ashley?
And then you think when you have the mentality like Jennifer and I or those that are submitted into their husbands, into the order of Yah at this ministry, you think that we are just given over while you're functioning without an Elohim, just merely using your vocal cords to utter that, you know, Yah hasn't told me that. Yah hasn't done that for me. He hasn't spoke that to me. Yah hasn't given me that dream, that vision, you know, as if He's waiting on you, you know. So that initiation of saying, I will never be the same. I would live in a tent if I got to. I will get deliverance. A lot of commitments go into this covenant, and it really reaps a lot of really good fruit. So let's go back to the thought that says, well, you know, straightway is all the way over there. You know, I've never been there, or maybe some of you have been there and you got that thought where Satan's just dropping that seed, like, you know, they're all the way over there. They ain't thinking about me. They don't care about me. You know, let me find some man, you know, find some group, somebody a little closer or step out a little bit. You know, we are such a tight-knit family. And as Sister Jennifer said, we don't function in isolation at all. That don't mean you call in every day and check in. It just means you spend time on your knees with the body. You know, you spending time on your knees where you're at and me spending time on my knees where I'm at is going to fitly join us together. Makes sense, Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. It makes perfect sense, you know. And then when you come together, you can tell. You can tell that you've been with the Father. You can tell that your sister has been with the Father because there's a connection that you have like never before. Sister Ashley and I, you know, we talk a lot about how you have sisters in the ministry. You have friends in the ministry, and you don't have to speak every day. But when you do speak, it's like, you know, you just pick up right where you left off. It feels like you just saw each other yesterday. You know, you don't walk around all rejected because, oh, we haven't talked in 3 weeks. You know, you're not wondering, well, why haven't you texted me? And, you know, it's none of that petty stuff. You're praying where you are and she's praying where she is. And, you know, you're learning from Yah. You both are at the same time. And then when you come together, it's, you know, you're just more in tune with Yah. You're more in tune with each other. Sister Ashley?
Very good. You know, there's a sister that I've known for years. She's older than me. She's a lot older than me. It's the most stubborn woman I've ever met in my life, y'all. You can say things straight to her face. Of course, she's hearing the preachings that I'm hearing. I'm having conversations. It's like a wall. It's a wall. It's fearful and scary to know someone like that. And it's fearful and scary to consider that any of you would be that or be her, because you don't know who I'm even speaking of. But pastors always said that when you get old, you stop changing. You get so set in your ways. You know, the way you wake up every day, the way you say things, you know, the way you greet someone, what you cook, everything's set. You don't want to change anything. You don't like change. And so when he said that early on to me, I'll never forget it. As long as I got consciousness in my mind, I will never forget it. Because you can feel every once in a while in my life at 36, you can feel that mindset. I would say twice in my life, it's kind of tried to set in. It's kind of like an ease that tries to keep you from pushing forward and making new commitments. And really, it wants to bind you to selfishness because, hey, you're living your own life and you're on your way out and you're just going to go to the kingdom, right? So how could anybody benefit from you, right? Or so you might think. But if we were really functioning as we're supposed to, depending upon one another, you would get out of self and see how important it is for you to stop your stubbornness and stop allowing those coming up younger than you to push you out of the way, to knock you by the wayside, to be a better example for Christ and his submission than you are. It's an absolute shame. You're doing nothing better than the ancestors before you and your own mother and father. I've watched the pastor's honor for the hoary head for many years. He's never dishonored them. I've also seen him have to correct or deal with someone older than him as their shepherd. I've watched him function in just total honor on both sides of the coin. But if we were, you know, a lot of us in this generation, not myself, maybe some of you surrounded by the world where you are, maybe you don't look forward to getting old or aging or getting gray hair or losing the flesh look that you put so much pride into. Maybe you don't look forward to that. There's a lot of things subconsciously that go into that thought. One, you know that you're not going to receive honor from this generation because you didn't put any honor into anyone either. Number two, you're not going to receive any honor from those coming behind you because you didn't put anything into them, right? And so you still just say, you just stay selfish. And I don't even know, I don't have a clue who I'm even talking to or who the Father's trying to reach, but someone needs to rise up and say that I'm no longer living for myself. That if I, at 36, can do it every day, and the saints that I live with can do it, you can do it too. It's not about you, your phone, and your life. Put the damn phone down and deal with your children. You can't mentally fight. You know, you ever had the spirit come to you and say, oh, I'm going to make it up. You know, I got a lot going on today. We're just going to turn the TV on. Well, you just copped out. But suppose the Messiah returned that day when you're sitting on your ass in front of the TV because you just couldn't be mom. We're just excuse-making, cold generation. And he's not going to be consumed by us. He's going to consume the wicked in us. We're not going to take over his holiness or push our way so far into his ministry, into his body, that the new Christ becomes just like the world. It's not going to happen. Jennifer?
You know, Sister Ashley, I often wonder how these mothers have so much time to spend on social media. You know, how is there so much time? But, you know, yet I hear so many women talking about how busy they are, you know, how overwhelming things are, how busy it is in the house. But, you know, I see so many women always on social media, and I don't understand how there's so much time to do that. And, you know, you talked about being set in your ways. You know, when you're set in your ways, then you have your own plans and your own ideas for so long that the Father actually grants you exactly that, your own plans and your own ideas. So you get exactly what you've been seeking for after all these years. You know, you finally get your way. And that's not a good thing. Sister Ashley?
Pastor used to always quote Hosea 4:6. I had it down. It was, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge." And he would always piece it up and say, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." Okay, not like an excuse where we can say, "I didn't know, I didn't have it better." But because you have rejected knowledge. And so it's a humble pill to say that I've been here 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years, whatever, listening from a distance or as close up as living on the land, whoever, whatever you are. It's very sad not to produce abundant fruit, not to give him a full basket, you know, and offer up more than jealousy and ungratefulness and murmuring and complaining, you know, to really, really offer up to him great change. You know, and a lot of people say, "Oh, Ashley, I remember your words." You know, I've heard pastors say, "I remember your commitment when you said, I won't be the same." You know, and it's a beautiful testimony, and I don't knock it at all when anyone says it. But if more people share that same testimony, you wouldn't hear so much about me, would you? Because I'm not looking to be talked about or put out front, etc. And some of you are. We've talked about in times past how, you know, you have to deal with your jealousies. If you don't really confess in your heart who is in front of you that you're jealous of, and stop blaming everything around you, like this spirit saying that and this voice is saying that and this pull, because it's a pull to be worldly all day. You can enjoy the world on the Sabbath and call yourself resting and entering in. You know, it's a sincere pull for any of us to turn from the Father, deny him, and do our own will today, as some of you did. It's a sincere pull to, you know, pick up the phone and check. I remember our sister in Alabama who called up and said, "I said I wasn't going to turn my phone on today." And I'm not saying y'all get rid of your phones. She said she wasn't going to get up off her bed and just grab it first thing like she always does, that she was just going to seek Yah. And in seeking Yah, she received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, states away in Alabama, never even witnessing someone receive it before, never even having it before. So it's a beautiful story. But you have to set aside all the things that are pulling you, or you'll be just like the world. Jennifer?
You know, Sister Ashley, I wanted to back up a little bit. You talked about confessions. you know, when we are making confessions, there's a way to do it, and then there's a way not to do it. And I want to address this because, you know, there's a way that you can confess something, and your confession is not really for you to get set free. Your confession can be that you want to condemn your sister. So let's say that I'm going to another sister and I'm asking her to forgive me, okay? And the confession will go something like this. I need you to forgive me. You know, I've wronged you. I've held unforgiveness in my heart against you. But this is why. And so then you give all this big long list of all these things that this sister has done, that in your mind you've been wronged by her because of this long list that you've been holding. And so you give all these things and you're not asking for forgiveness. You're just finding a way to get to her to tell her, you know, why you're upset with her. That really is it. So we have to really check the manipulation that we have going on in our speech. So I know I kind of got off subject, but, you know, you talked about confessions, and I just really wanted to hit that point because a lot of times we can think that we're confessing and we're really not confessing at all. You know, we're not doing that at all. We're just stating our displeasure with another sister. That's all that is. And Yah is not fooled by any of this. And, you know, if you're doing that with your sister, then what are you doing with Yah? You know, what's your conversation like with him? Has he turned his ear from you because this is how you talk to him? If you are stuck and, you know, you're having a hard time changing your ways and you're not getting through to him, you need to go back and you need to really look at how you are speaking to him, how you are addressing your sisters, how you're dealing with your sisters. Are you being real? Are you being fake? Sister Ashley?
Are you busy binding spirits and attacking Satan's kingdom instead of repenting? You know, the Hasatan's hand is not going to turn away from you if you're not repenting and taking away the legal grounds and rights that he has to torment you. It's ignorant on purpose. We choose to stay. Whoever you are today is because you chose to be that person. You chose to be that person. And so condemnation is what would have you, not sincere repentance. The voice of condemnation is what would have you to repent in a way that, you know, I please forgive me because I see this in you and I was bothered by it. You know, please forgive me that I've been holding this and this against you. And you're pouring out this situation. Half the time the sisters don't even know what you're even talking about. You know, I got this issue with you, and you, but you're dumping on a sister that's delicate. You're dumping on a sister that's striving. You're blinded by your own deceits, thinking that she's the issue. And so this condemnation has you saying things, and I've sat in more than one of those, you know, where I had offended or hurt or you know, whatever spirits have said to young sisters, and you know, it comes back on me, and it's because of their heart and what they had to go through and grow through. But I'm in it, and mother always says, you know, if we all said what we thought, it would be a blood war. You know, so you got seasoned saints and even myself that I'm telling y'all, if I told y'all what I really thought about you, you wouldn't be able to hang on. Because it's the love of the Messiah in me that motivates everything about me. I have to stay prayed up, because I get entirely sickened to my stomach at the guile and the deceit and the whoredoms and the lewdness of the daughters of Zion. I get sick to my stomach in the flesh, and I stay on my knees. And the more you stay on your knees, the more you see. And the more sorrow you have, and less of self that you have, and you carry the burden of the people on you, you intercede for the people. You take the people to the Father, repenting for more than just your own self. That's a good goal for some of you. Hey, one day, you say to yourself, one day, when I get past self and I get past, you know, all the repenting that is necessary for me to do, and I get the freedom necessary, then I'm going to intercede on behalf of Israel. You know, that's a good goal, but it comes with a burden. And, you know, that's why we always lift up the men of Yah. The men really have to bear the burden, just like the show we just had last week. We got a man testifying of what's another young woman is doing and how she's grieving him, right? And so that came up as an example, because it's just always going to be that way until we get ourselves right. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. And, you know, the more you're on your knees, the more you are going to be disgusted by sin. You know, you won't tolerate sin in yourself, and you're not going to tolerate sin in anyone else. So there has to be an order. You know, you can't walk in hypocrisy and call out everybody else's sin and not address the sins that are within you. So, again, you know, the more that you're on your knees, the more you are going to get disgusted by sin. Sister Ashley?
Very good. So practice withholding your tongue, you know. Practice withholding your tongue, because everything is not worth a correction. And I say that meaning, you know, in our everyday interactions, when we're supposed to work together and fellowship and love one another, everything doesn't demand your control, you know, or you picking your favorite everything and what you want and how you want it to be, you know. It's the whole. It's the betterment of the whole. Pastor says he don't want a lot of salt in the food here. You might come and think it's bland, but someone else might come and say it's just right. So we actually cook for, you know, maybe even on the bland side to some who visit, because we're thinking of more than ourselves. He says, add it when you get to the table. Add it when you get to the table. So everything we do and every function and every way, we try to consider someone else. And it really does something for your spirit. It really does. You know, Sister Candace comes to mind out in California. By the way, phone lines are open, all right? Guest call in is 310-982-4226, 310-982-4226. You can tell by Sister Candace's nature as an older woman that she spent her life serving someone and doing something for somebody else. Sister Victoria is the same way, as an older woman, serving to the bone, working to the bone for someone else, not for self. It's a beautiful spirit. It's few and far in between, but thank you to everyone who has any age on you that is giving of yourself and sacrificing of yourself. Let's go to our first phone call. We're going to California. Area code 925. Shalom, California. All right, dropped off. Let's go to Utah. Area code 801. 801 in Utah. Shalom.
Shalom.
Greetings. You're heard loud and clear. Bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. So my name is Heather, and I actually just needed to make myself known to you guys. And I really just kind of wanted to give my testimony on how, you know, this came to pass. So.
Well, hi, Heather. Please share your testimony. Go ahead.
Thank you. You know, so I met the wonderful man of Yah when I moved to Utah about a year and a half, close to 2 years now. And we became friends through my work. And through that, you know, he needed a place to stay. And as a friend, I allowed him to move into my apartment. You know, again, just as friends. It was supposed to be temporary. And, you know, this man is probably the most righteous man I've ever met and seen in my life. You know, as he was living here, you know, obviously there were some ground rules for him. You know, there needed to be, you know, no holiday celebrations and things like that as he was coming in, and which I respected. I have a son who was super upset about that. but once I found out what was, you know, happening and the reasoning why he was, you know, not celebrating holidays, and I started watching how he was living and, you know, the way that he spoke, and I can't even describe. It's super godly, I guess would be the best way to describe that. And, you know, I found myself listening to, you know, Pastor Dowell, as, you know, Brother Jules was listening, and I'm like, and I would be listening from my room, and I'd be like, whoa, that's some pretty heavy stuff. And he's like, well, what did you think about that? And some of them were like ones that would make women of the world just cringe, right? And he's like, well, aren't you upset? And I'm like, well, no, because it makes perfect sense. You know, and so at that point, I think, like, Yah has already started working in me, because, like, I wasn't being turned away, and I wasn't getting upset, and I was actually taking everything as food for thought and just letting it build inside me. And now here we are, and I don't have my son in my life anymore, and who's 15, and I'm sure his father has a lot to do with that, but that's a whole other story. But because I believe what I believe now, so no holidays, and you know, no Sabbath stuff, and because those are the things that I am now walking in, you know, he has turned away from me, and that's okay. Eventually, he's either going to figure it out, or I'll still be okay because y'all got me on this. So, you know, I can't describe how super blessed I feel, and the fact that I have, you know, Sister La Petula around, because she's absolutely amazing and has been just wonderful to fellowship with, and teach, and Brother Jules is fantastic, and I can't, you know, I couldn't thank y'all enough for opening my eyes through Brother Jules, because I think had he lived differently, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at. So,
hallelujah.
That's really where I'm at.
Hallelujah. Well, hey, I pray that you continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Most High Yah. I pray that you continue to watch and follow and stay as close as you can. Sister Jennifer, what say you?
Bless you, Sister Heather. It's so good to hear your voice, and thank you for calling in and making yourself known. Make sure you stay connected. Send an email to straightwayhelpmeets@gmail.com, and, you know, we can keep you abreast of things that are going on in the ministry, and we can help you stay connected, and you know, you can learn about the protocols that we have here in our ministry, the things that we follow, the guidelines and things of that nature. So bless you. straightwayhelpmeets@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Right, shalom.
Bless you, shalom. All right, so got another phone call. Hold tight before I go there. It was Heather's testimony that made me think of it, but it's definitely not Heather. My sister Heather, thank you for calling in. It's definitely not you that I'm talking about. You mentioned something that I need to open up and say. You mentioned etiquette, Sister Jennifer. You mentioned protocol, and some of these things are very unfamiliar to each of you. We can't say enough that you do not travel to another state to fellowship with a man that you don't know. You do not trust that that man is in good standings with the ministry, or that he's representing, or he's the next elder, or he's next in line with pastor. You don't trust anyone, unless you have heard from a representative of this ministry, not some man. If you haven't heard from a representative of this ministry, there is no behind the doors, behind the scene relationships that form in Israel. We love to rejoice together.
Sister Ashley,
go ahead.
Who, and tell us who would be the proper representative of the ministry?
Proper representative for calling in and asking, finding out.
Yes, ma'am.
If you,
yes, ma'am. I just want to clarify. So there's no confusion or anything like that, because anybody could say that they're a representative of the ministry.
Very good. Call Sister Diane Becker. She lives on this land, and she will contact or get the message to her husband. And the reason I say that is a lot of you don't need to be calling Elder Becker directly. He's busy enough, and maybe she can cut out some of the riffraff. And then if she can't take your call, she'll pass it to me, and I might pass it to Jennifer. You might speak to a woman who's going to speak to her husband. But either way, we're not going to tell you anything without our husbands telling you and directing you. Now, we will always say, you can marry whoever the hell you want, and that's the truth. I'm serious. We wish the best to every marriage. We are not micromanagers looking to be into people's lives. But if you choose to allow our direction, we will let you know when you are making a major mistake. If pastor needs to reach you, he would. If elder needs to reach you, he would. But we don't condone relationships that form on social media or behind the scenes, period. And if they're done righteously, sure, they can form behind the scenes and on social media. There's many that are formed that I don't know about because it's not my business. right? So you making it known isn't making it known to Israel, you know? It's not, well, man, if I find out that, or if somebody finds out that I'm taken, maybe all my options are gone, you know? Maybe if I tell everybody that this might be my husband, maybe nobody else will be looking at me. What a whorish thought. Either you're making the decision or you're not. But going back to ignorance, come on, sisters. I can hear mother say it. Come on, really? All right, we're going to, looks like Mississippi. Area code 662, is it Mississippi? I got to remember my abbreviations. MS. Don't laugh at me, Sakina. Cheat. All right, 662. You're live.
Shalom, Sister Ashley, Sister Jennifer.
Shalom. Who are we speaking to?
This is Sister Adrienne in Mississippi.
Hey, Sister Adrienne. Bless you.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to call in and make myself known. I finally figured out how to make my way through the channel to get to the live show so I can finally introduce myself. It's been a long time coming. You know, I've been listening to you guys. My husband brought me to the way, or showed me a couple of videos from Straightway in September of last year. And it wasn't a hard transition, but again, it, in a sense, it was. But it's fruit. It's something that is good for me. And I just wanted to say thank you both for getting on here every week and sharing the word, spreading the truth. And I thank the ministry of Straightway for doing all that you all do. It is a blessing. I can say that it was a hard pill for me to swallow when I first started listening, but the Father is showing me myself, showing me through everything what I need to do, everything I need to let go of, just give it to Yah and allow Him to work it out and remove those things, because throughout my life, grew up in a Christian church, I didn't know what the word really said. Yeah, I went to church, grew up in church and everything, but to see that example and to see the things of what you all are doing. And when we came up to Passover and we saw those things, the unity, the harmony, the love, the peace that was there, to see that example and have that so you can finally know and understand this is real. This isn't just something that you hear people talk about. It's something that they talk, but you also can see it in their walk, in their speech, and the way they carry themselves. So I just want to say bless you both. Bless all of Straightway. And thank you for being a steward. Thank you for being a servant to Yah, to show everyone else across the world what it is to really, truly put that word to work. And I just thank you all so much for being willing to do what you do every single day.
Hallelujah, Sister Adrian. All glory to the Most High Yah, who has knitted you into His flock. And thank you on behalf of Jennifer and I for your words. I pray that every day of your life with the Most High Yah, until He return or until He take you home, that you always be as grateful as you have expressed on this call. Don't let anything wave you off course or knock you out of that mm-hmm. gratefulness. And if you have a down day or a day where you just feel alone, put on that garment of praise, my sister. Thank you so much. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am.
Bless you, Sister Adrienne. It's always nice to hear a new voice, always nice to, you know, have a sister call in and to just, you know, make yourself known. And, you know, thank you so much for the encouraging words. It really is reasonable service. You know, we have been given so much, and there's so much that is required for us to give back. So you continue to run your race, and you just continue to strive and to fight. And bless you, sister.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. All right. So where else are you going to go? You're not going to go anywhere. Anywhere. You know, let's go back to the pool of the world for a moment, Sister Jennifer, because we can really believe that, you know, we can look forward to the Sabbath to kind of escape away from all week and not war after our own flesh, you know, not doing any fasting or praying. Not listening to the word or forming our own relationship, we can really just kind of dry up and wither away. What you think?
Yes, ma'am. Sister Ashley, you know, you can easily get to that state when you don't have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, you don't have the Holy Spirit to lean on, to lead you and to guide you, it's so easy to ask somebody else. You know, it's so easy to tap into someone else's wisdom. But who is really going to put in the work to seek out the Holy Spirit? You know, who is really going to seek out the wisdom of Yah? And then once you get the wisdom, who's really going to just obey? You know, it is so important with even the little bit that you've been given, will you obey it so that you can be given more? But again, it's so easy to tap into somebody else's anointing. It's so easy to, you know, learn from Sister Ashley's experience and to mimic exactly what she did. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, but you have to have a balance. You know, you really do. You have to learn how to obey Yah no matter what, no matter what. Sister Ashley?
Yes, ma'am. It's a commitment that, you know, my heart, I'm not going to be stopped. I'm just not. I'm not going to be stopped by anything, anyone, any emotion. You know, as I detect emotions in me, and they're much more fewer and far in between than ever before, if I detect them, I deny them, you know. So you deny the emotions that's going to carry you away or dictate your day. You deny it. That's what the word means by casting down. Casting down evil thoughts and imaginations. It's those things that rise in you to steer you off course, you know. So I have the mind that I won't be stopped. I have the mind that I'm going to love, and that I'm going to love all of Israel, not just one, but all. That I'm not going to reject any or anyone, no matter how someone may make challenges for me to love them. My love is not going to be stopped. And I really understand the power of love now and how it actually conquers so much. You know, Jordan said there was a person that had a question. Maybe it was on one of our recent videos we've been doing together and uploading on Straightway Hell Meets. How do you deal with hate? You know, how do you deal with hate? You got any thoughts on that, Sister Jennifer? How do you deal with hate?
Sister Ashley, you know, first and foremost, you have to make up your mind that you're not going to be ruled by anything, you know, anything other than the spirits that are of Yah. So that's first and foremost. Second, you have to understand that you've been forgiven, you know, and you don't have anything in you to hate. You don't have any rights at all to hate. So once you understand that you've been forgiven, you've been loved, when you understand the things that you've done, the things that you've committed, once you understand that, you know, the person that you are without Yah, and when you truly learn how to hate that, then you'll understand where your hatred should be directed to. So, you know, that's what really comes to my mind first and foremost, Sister Ashley.
Very good. And, you know, I briefly talked about it in my Berean moment, but let's say for outside hate, hate that's coming from those who reject the way or reject you because of the way or reject your shepherd, et cetera. I'm completely committed to my family because it's all I got. My family is Israel. My shepherd is Pastor Charles Dow. My friend, my sister is Jennifer, my sister is Chandra, my sister is Hadassah, etc. I have a family that's very large, and they've proven their commitment to the Father. And once someone proves their commitment to the Father, then you can begin to tear down all those mistrusts and things that have built up inside you from the world and the weight of the world coming in, you know. So you're coming into a very established, mature family, and it don't have room for you and your shenanigans. It really don't. So all your immaturities are just not going to stand, you know. So I'm with this family, right, and it's all I got. And when you make that commitment and Yah will reward it, you're not in it for a reward, but you're in it to receive back what you give out. You know, you give of yourself and you give of your love. And so when that family, that tight network that we have in Israel gets breached, and it gets breached by one, someone within the camp's mom, or someone within the camp's nephew, or someone within the camp, and I'm meaning those who don't name the name of the Messiah that are breaching and trying to drop things into your mind to keep you from the group, or to keep you isolated or pulling back, or to create a weight of heaviness on you that still hinders the entire network, you know? So you begin to prune all the branches off, and you prune the weight off, you know, around you, and you start really working on yourself, and you really prune yourself so that you would be able to love and give of yourself to someone else. And when you really conquer loving someone else, when you really feel that, and it's in the soul realm, it's nothing that can even be uttered in our language. When you really have the Most High Yah's love in you, 70 times 7 is easy. 70 times 7 is easy. If you have a hard time with 70 times 7, if you have a hard time with turn the other cheek, if you have a hard time, you know, loving, then you just haven't arrived at love. But Paul knew exactly what he meant when he said love conquers. It conquers all, you know. So just have that mindset that nothing's going to stop you from forgiving him and her, and nothing's going to stop you from the way, you know, as our sister Heather called in and said, you know, I lost my son over it, but it's gonna be okay. You know, we've always been accused of separating families, and that's just not the truth. They make the separation. We don't. We say this is what we're going to do, and they reject it. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. And, you know, as you walk more and more in his law and you learn more and more about his law, it doesn't matter what they say, what they think. It doesn't matter. Their hatred has no bearing on you at all, because you are learning, you know, that because of the love of his law, that you're not going to be offended. You're going to walk in great peace and not be offended because you have his law in your heart. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. And some of you newcomers coming into the Messiah, don't do like some of the old timers, you see. No matter how old any of us are, don't do like us where we get at ease and we get so set in our ways that we just stop allowing the Father to give us any kind of, you know, testimony. You know, that our testimony is still, he brought me out of darkness and into his marvelous light, and we've been in it 20 years or 15 or 10 or whatever. We need to always have a testimony, always. So stay on fire, stay encouraged, and don't let anyone stop you from serving the Messiah, because I promise to everyone listening, there will be an ease that tries to set in. And if you hearken to it, if you don't recognize it, if you don't pay attention to the ease that's even trying to creep in on you now, it's going to swallow you up, and you'll be just like the Christians. All right, we're going to Ohio. We got 112 listeners tonight. That's a pretty big crowd, and way more than that to those who gather in groups and listen in their homes. I'm humbled. Hallelujah. Nothing special planned tonight. We're going to Ohio. Sister Lacey, Erico 614, Shalom.
This is actually Sister Erica. Shalom, Sister Ashley.
Shalom, Sister A with Erica.
Bless you.
Bless you, my sister. Go ahead.
I just first want to give praise and glory to the Most High. And I really thank God for bringing me and my family into this truth. Right now, my heart is just so heavy because I've done something that I thought that was not possible in my life because of all the wickedness and the Jezebel spirit that I had within me, just the generational curses. You know, I just thought that my sins was just the worst and that I would never be blessed with the Holy Spirit. But I prayed and I prayed and I repented and I repented because I did not like those spirits at all within me. It's not who I desire to be. I wasn't the type of mother I wanted to be, the type of wife or the type of sister. And I gave my master hell. I gave him hell. And I just listened and read. And it was one thing Mama Jennifer said. it just resonated with me. She said, you have to listen to the way you communicate. I was just going to the Father and saying, well, Father, I'm sorry for if I ever did anything or if I ever said anything, and just, like, you know, sugarcoating it. And I had to get really real within myself and dig deep to get a lot of nasty and filthy stuff out of me. And I thank y'all so much for having sisters like you to set the example of what sisters should be and what a helpmeet should be. And I really, really thank y'all for Sister Nicole. I was struggling so much, and she did not give up on me. She pushed me because I just thought that I wasn't going to get the Holy Spirit. I was like, well, maybe he don't love me. Maybe my sins is just so bad that I won't get it. But I repent, and I repent, and I prayed, and I prayed. And then I listened. I believe it was two sisters ago to you, Sister Ashley. You said that it doesn't matter if you have evil spirits. You can catch the Holy Spirit. And I got so broken. And it happened. It happened. I thank the Most High for allowing me to hear his voice, to hear his words, and call me into this truth. And I just want to bless all the sisters and let them know that, you know, you have to dig deep. It's not just going to be handed to you on a silver platter, and you got to work for it. You got to want it like you ain't never wanted nothing in your life. Because your life is dependent upon it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Jennifer, you hear that?
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. And if you listen to her confessions, you know, her confessions were true. And it's the truth is what sets you free, and the lies are what bind you. So hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling in. Beautiful call.
Thank you. Shalom, sisters.
Shalom. You know, I always have an internal listening ear when I'm hearing the callers, and I have a connection with Israel when there's sincerity and there's, you know, heartfelt testimonies. And I pray I share that with y'all so that you know that as a listener to this show, you should have that too. If you're connected with the body, then you're going to have that rejoicing and that compassion. I couldn't imagine just listening in being cold, you know, listening in not having anything going on or any, you know, like Pastor says, when he sees his people or he hugs his wives, or you, you know, your long lost friend you haven't seen in forever and you just make that connection with your husband, you should have it. If you've grown cold against your husband, you should want it back. You know, you should have that. It's kind of like the Messiah's virtue that went out, you know. So anyway, when I behold Israel, when they come to the land, you know, sometimes it was just even a few weeks ago, I just sat in my chair and just literally swallowed down tears and choked up because I love the people so much, you know. I love y'all so much. I love my shepherd. I love my family. And I pray that we get this, y'all. Time is running out. So I pray that every call that you're paying attention and you really take stuff serious, because I know a lot of you are lax, and some of you are lax and passive and don't even know how to get yourself out of the hole. But the Father does. He hears you. He can help you. You just got to put forth some effort. You got to desire righteousness. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. You said a lot, you know. You have to desire righteousness. And as women, you know, Hebrew women are covered from cradle to grave. And there is so much protection for us in being covered. There's so much protection in our submission. But why are we trying to go our own way and create our own ways and our own ideas and, you know, and removing ourselves from the protection of Yah? And then when things go awry, then we want to come back to the leaders and and get wisdom, you know, only to not follow it and go back to our own way. So again, there's so much protection in being covered, but you have to submit. You have to make up your mind that you are going to be submitted. Sister Ashley?
It was Mother Bullock some months or even years ago that said she figured out a long time ago that if you submit yourselves to the anointed ones in your life, and if you submit yourself to the shepherd and his wife or your anointed friends or sisters, just those who were blessed by Yah, that you gain favor with Yah if you submit yourself to that, and to know the place that you're in, that you're in a place of need, you know, you're a place of great need. So I share that with y'all because it is true. Even in my own life, I've surrendered myself to the anointed vessels in my life, and I've reaped the benefits and been highly favored. So, Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. So true, Sister Ashley. There's, again, in submission, you know, it seems so simple, and it can be. You know, it doesn't have to be a hard thing because we're not walking in transgression. So to submit, if you would just submit, there's so many things that many of you will be set free from if you would just put aside your own ways, your own ideas, your own thoughts, if you just humble yourself. You know, so many are walking around prideful, but if you would just humble yourself and submit yourself, there's so much that you could be set free from. You know, so many things that torment day and night, you could be set free if you would just humble yourself and submit. Sister Ashley?
You know, Pastor talked about the difference of generations and the scriptural references to the differences in response of people, you know, then versus now. One of them's in Acts, it's chapter 4, verse 13. And the people had heard Peter and John, okay, and they heard them declare the things in the ways of the Most High Yah. And it says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived, check out what they perceived, when they're hearing two men speak, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. All right, so they immediately knew, like, wow, we don't know nothing. You know, it's kind of like that man's testimony. He was up at Praiseland, if you've seen it. It's a Chicago Bear fan versus a Packer, a Green Bay Packer. It's actually our new brother that's, you know, stepping up to love the Messiah. And this brother has said when he came to, you know, he testifies, you can find it on KJB 94 Space TV. And he testifies that he had kept his distance, you know, for some time, and he didn't even, it's funny, I'm not going to ruin it, but his relationship to despising basically a Green Bay Packer as a Chicago Bear fan was, you know, humorous, hilarious. So now he's made the step and he's went, and he noticed that he's surrounded by men, you know, their families, their children, the order that's happening, and he had come from different camps, you know. So it's kind of, it's a testimony we get a lot, that when you come here and you really see that you're unlearned and you're ignorant, you know, like, I'm not the man that I really said I was or thought I was, you know. And so he ran to it instead of away from it. But going back to Acts 4, for our knowledge, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant, it says they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus, meaning they had took to memory, like, watching and observing, taking note that, wow, these two have been with Jesus. It definitely ain't about their scholarships or their academic, you know, records. They've been with Jesus. So even then, it was just the acknowledgement that these people are the Messiahs, you know, and that's some of you, that's some of your awakening, like, wow, there's really people on earth, there's really a remnant that are serving and doing this thing. Yeah, there really, really is, and we're glad to be a part of it. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am, very much so. Glad to be a part of it. Really is an honor to just belong to him, you know, and I think if we really understood just how great it is, you know, to be chosen, to belong to him, to be his possession, we would really understand a whole lot. The world has taught us that, you know, this with this feminist movement, which has gone on for so long, the world has taught us that, you know, you're your own woman. You know, nobody tell you what to do. Elder Rufus and I, we were out today, and we heard this woman just talking over everybody else, you know, talking about nobody tells me what to do. You're not the boss of me, or you know, just something. Really is something. But if we understand that we are his possession, you know, that you are not your own, if you just understand that, then, you know, you would act more of his character. You'd have more of his character within you just from understanding that you belong to him in your daily life, just remembering, you know, before thoughts try to overtake you, before the flesh tries to bind you. You'll understand if you just stop and realize I belong to him, then everything is going to be different about you. Your speech is going to be different. Your behavior is going to be different. And then your life will be different. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. I'm going to play a ministry break. Let's listen to the mailing address. If we don't have any more calls, when I return, we'll be done with the show tonight early. If we don't have any words to say, we don't want to continue to wear out the patience of the saints or to continue to go past what the things that we had in our hearts. So be right back.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your offerings or letters of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. If sending packages, you will need to include the street and number with that. It's Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, and Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom. The King is coming.
All right, no calls. Let me read this email, and we'll call it a night. Shalom, Sisters Ashley and Jennifer. I wanted to thank you for tackling another email on the show a few weeks ago. The email was from a sister who is submitting to her husband, and her husband is not walking in Yah's ways, and she asked about vaccines and homesteading. I, too, have been walking in fear concerning my unbelieving husband's decisions. That show convicted me, and all praise to the Most High Yah that I could repent and allow more peace into my home. I thank you, sisters, and may Yah bless you for your voice of truth. I do want to insert a praise report. The last time I emailed you, I was just beginning to fully submit to my husband. I have seen so much growth in him since that email. He's truly embracing his role as a leader and a head of his home. I can see that he is allowing Yah to lead him. There's a lot of peace in the home, and I'm so grateful that Yah opened my eyes to my wicked ways. My husband is such a wise man, and I truly did not see it before. But Yah is faithful, and I prayed for years that I would see my husband saved. And praise Yah, he opened my eyes to the truth, and I'm submitting to my head as unto Yah, and believe that my head will be walking in the ways of the Most High. And I truly have straightway to thank for it. I listen to many of the Help Meets broadcasts and often on repeat. Sister Ashley, Sister Jennifer, I appreciate your love for the Most High and the love that you have to see the truth released into the ears of those that can hear. Thank you. Well, bless you, my sister. Jennifer, end the show.
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive the meekness with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Shalom.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.